Next item is Savannah Road Professional Center, conditional use number 1801, amended condition.
This item was deferred at our last meeting. It's a request to amend the condition limiting the size of the sign from 32 square feet to 80 square feet. We previously provided you a copy of a letter from the applicant sign company and a sketch drawing of the proposed sign.
Gentlemen, this one we went back and looked at because there were some concerns about the size of the sign, and so it was deferred last meeting. We went back and looked at where the approval came from. You'll recall that this was the result of litigation. The approval was that was imposed by federal district court. My concern is that since we didn't approve it, the court did, whether the county has the ability to modify the court's decision unilaterally, whether we have to go back to court, or whether the applicant would. Since it's a legal issue, I reached out to Mr. Brockstedt, who's the owner of the development, and said, you know, this is my concern. He's replied to me, so I'd like to defer it just so we get a chance to maybe talk it over some more.
The commission recommended be approved.
That's right, but
the council rejected it,
right,
and it went through all the courts and came down with the court upholding basically what the commission recommended. But they adopted a condition just like the commission recommended.
Yeah, the court imposed the conditions approval, or said, and I don't have the decision right in front of me, but it was the court's decision to approve it with the conditions of county council. So we've got to look at whether, since the court did it, we have the ability to change it. It would be like if county council imposed a condition, we couldn't change that condition, county council would. So I think there's some analogies there. But in fairness, Mr. Brockstedt, I'm going to talk to him and hear out his position. So,
notwithstanding that, I mean, we still have to, you know, think about, regardless of that, whether the larger sign is appropriate, considering that we put this restriction on virtually every applicant that comes through the commission. I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but it's something that we need to think about, you know, just from its own merit or not.
I agree, and I think we also need to look at what the standard on the street is. What's, you know.
Yeah, and then that goes into that road. There's various zonings on that road, too, so not everything out there is a conditional use. So
AR, MR, C1, yeah. B1, all just in that 1 mile stretch.
Yeah.
It's relative to the size of the parcel as well as the size of the business. It's, you know, it's kind of, it is fitted and custom fitted, and that's cool. And I think it is appropriate to at least look at the site and what's there in this specific site and give them something relatively the same as similar sites in that corridor.
As soon as we figure out whether or not we're allowed to do that.
As I remember that public hearing, I mean, I'm thinking that the commission considered that in our original recommendation to limit it to 32 square feet was what I'm thinking, and now I'm trying to figure out why we would change that original opinion. Not saying we can't or shouldn't, but we did consider it once.
There's another condition that needs to be looked at is the ordinance itself. Because the ordinance itself makes reference that signs can be permitted based on the B1 district if it's a conditional use or a special use exception by the board. And it could go up to 200 square foot on a ground plan. Doesn't say you can't restrict it, but there's something we need to probably look at that in more detail, maybe suggest some other kind of criteria for the conditional use so it's in the ordinance. Might need an amendment so it specifically says that. Because you could get a conditional use out in the country that's just for a small project, and 200 square foot's ridiculous, basically. 32 square foot's more reasonable. Like a home occupation only can have 6 square foot. But a conditional use with a expanded home occupation where it's just grown a little bit can have 32 or up to 200. So we probably need to take a look at the ordinance in that one paragraph.
So if it's not stated, it has the opportunity to go to 200?
If you didn't make it a condition, it would be 200.
That's why it's
always been
32, because you know, there was a concern of it going up to 200. And I don't mean on this application, just across the board.
No, it's pretty much across the board on conditional use. The other thing would be you got signage for the conditional uses, special use exceptions. B1 can go to 200, C1 can go to 200. You also got wall signs. You need to look at whether or not, when you say you're only allowed to have one sign, are you saying it has to be a ground sign, or are you saying on the building? Someone put them on the building, and they go for 32 square foot. But we're not saying when we make that motion, we never have, but some of them assume it's for the ground sign, and they come in and try to get a permit to do 150 square foot on the building. So we need to make, we probably either say, period, 32 square foot.
No, I mean, I don't know, that seems to be, it says one lighted sign, you know.
I know what I'm saying, but there's two paragraphs, and one's a wall and one's a.
But that'd be two signs, though, that's my thing, that.
And they're allowed to have two signs.
But not if we say one lighted sign, yeah.
So I'm just saying, we need to say, is it a ground sign or is it a wall sign?
In our motion, in our motion.
Yeah.
And should we also look into the, a majority of this proposed sign is framing, does that count?
You look at the sign, the framing is basically ornamental, it has to meet setback requirements, but it doesn't necessarily relate to the square footage.
Their frame is in addition to their to the size of the sign.
The sign.
So when they're looking at an 80 square foot sign, then they're also talking about their pillars and their, you know, footing and all that.
Basic sign itself.
So it grows even.
Oh, yeah, it does, it grows anyway, but the 32 square foot would be the sign.
Right. And, you know, I for one am concerned about setting a precedent for conditional uses where we've been very consistent 9.5 years to stick with 32 square foot. Because we know what happens when you crack the door open.
Oh, no, I'm not questioning that.
We'll wind up with.
We should look at it so it's specific. Yeah, just not to get off subject, but council on several occasions, multiple occasions, I should say, has asked why we're putting square footage stipulations on signage, why we're putting stipulations on our employees and hours. Because they say, who's enforcing it? Anyway, the enforcement would be a neighbor complaining.
Well, that's true.
The same people that support that enforce all the rest of our regulations.
Oh, no, I'm not saying anything against it. I'm just saying I'm going to tell you what council it says.
But the hours and the employees, that's something that's, you know, totally flexible. But the sign, I mean, that's
council already
there. You know, that's an enforced, shouldn't be.
And then the employees too. I mean, the employees impact the amount of parking because they're related. We have a requirement of so many employees and equals so many parking spaces. So. I mean, you have to have a way to say if you increase your employees, then you're going to have to make some site plan adjustments or you're in violation of your conditional use. I mean, it is code related. And on the hours, that's generally public related to public comments. There's some people that are concerned about a business being open late or whatever. And so then, you know, now maybe we should be a little more prudent in how we adjust those business hours when it is pertinent and when it's not. You know, that's something. You know, I'm open to that, certainly.
Well, the council has, on several occasions, amended the conditions to strike hours and employees several times. Over years, too, not just not recently, but over years.
We may have become a little too automatic with that.
I just so you know. That's all.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Savannah Road Professional Center, CU 1801 amended condition, my motion is for deferral at this time.
Second. It's moved and seconded to defer action on Savannah Road Professional Center conditional use number 1801 amended condition. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Well,